If any of you have questions, your questions will be entertained. And I'm going to bring on Donald Snowden in just a few minutes. But to give you a little background, my name is John Bryan from Annapolis. We had this health talk going before, but we're finding that so many of the people that are involved in the program need a support system, someone that they can call and talk to share information about the success that we have had in taking these products. I have been taking them since July of 2013, and I will not quit taking these products because they changed my life. They got me away from medication and all of the problems, health issues that I had started to develop are gone. And now at the age of just about 78 in July, I still enjoy great health and have maintained my youth, especially according to a lot of my friends that know me and know what I look like prior to taking these products. I have other people that are on the line that also have testimonies and that has been on the product longer than me. So if you take these products that Dr. Wallach has, Joel Wallach has designed for us to take, the 90 essential nutrients that is needed by your body on a daily basis, simply because we're not getting them from the earth, those minerals and vitamins and amino acids and all that we need, we're not getting them. Therefore, our flag is half staff. As a matter of fact, so many people are dying as a result of not getting what the body needs. So I'm going to turn this over to Donald Snowden, who is Donald Snowden is a superstar as far as this program is concerned. He can give you some background on Dr. Wallop, and he'll also give you background, and we'll answer your questions as you give us those questions. If you have questions or health concerns, we'll be glad to share information with you that can help you or direct you to a place that you can get help. And without further ado, I would like to present to you a superstar in this program, Longevity, Donald Snowden.
Well, John, I really, really appreciate it, man. And I tell you, you know, you've taught me so much watching you grow up, watching you as I've grown up in my life. And you've always been a steadfast person as far as health is concerned, being a vegetarian and eating right, all of those things. I remember coming to your house as a kid, and you got salads hooked up and different things. And so I've always known you to be in that type of arena. It's not something you just happen to start, but you found some extra help in Longevity. You found that there were some pieces missing, and I appreciate you. I so appreciate you aligning with me and being my partner and being my mentor. You know, we mentor each other. We talk a lot, and it's nothing like having somebody in the foxhole with you that is going to be able to give you what you need, and we feed off of each other, and we keep each other motivated. We talk to people together. So I just thank you so much for all you've done for me and pushing me and keeping me going, you know, because it's really a team effort. And when we're going up against the system that we're going up against, it takes everybody. It takes an army, as Dr. Wallach would say, you know, and that's really what this fight is about, you know. One of the things, just kind of format, housekeeping type things, I'm going to speak for a little bit. We're here up until 9 o'clock. So if we have questions or people have comments or different things, when we get to that part of the show where we're asking for questions and comments, or we want to take some testimonies, you just press one. And if you press one, then I'll see it light up, and then I can bring you into the call and you can make your comment or ask your question. So that's as far as housekeeping goes. But you know, longevity for me has really changed my life 100%. You know, growing up in Annapolis, Maryland, and, you know, in the hood or in the projects, as they call it, and you're eating fried food every day, and you eat spaghetti and all of these different things. You know, you eat the same thing every week for, you know, the same thing every day each week. And it was, you know, a lot of it was financial. A lot of it was miseducation. But I also had my father, and my father was very, very, and still is very, very health conscious and is a very healthy person at 77. And my dad and John grew up together. And it's just awesome to have two people like that in my life that, you know, kind of I was able to steer and be able to see the other side of what health looked like. Although growing up as a teenager and as a youngster, you want your candy and you want your fried chicken and all your fried foods. And best believe I had a lot of that, and the fast food and all of those things. But, you know, at some point in time, you find that the body doesn't respond well the older you get. And me being a football player, ended up developing bad knees and, you know, feet, plantar fasciitis in my feet, and just a lot of different things going on. And, you know, my son was born with three fingers on his left hand, and I didn't have answers to that because the medical system said, oh, it must be hereditary. I lost my mom to cancer at the age of 55. I'm sorry, she was 57. And she had a sister die of a stroke at 55, and then she had another sister die of a massive heart attack at 56. So all of the aunts that I had on my mother's side all died around the same age, none over 60. The oldest person on my mother's side of the family is in her early 60s, and that's a cousin that I have. And so I realized real fast that something wasn't right, and in order for us to do something different and make different strides, we had to get different information. And it's so true that Hosea 4:6 says, our people perish for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times it's not the knowledge that we perish for, it's the ignorance. Some of us know what we're supposed to do. Some of us know that things are bad for us. But also, we don't listen to our bodies. You know, the medical system tells us to do the things that we need to do as far as they're concerned, but we don't stay healthy. You know, we continue to pick up more, we start to pick up more medications. We start to feel different ways. And we go back to him and he says, well, maybe you need this medication or maybe you have that problem. But it's nothing to get us well. It's nothing to really get us healthy. We can manage it for a long time, but it's nothing that's really going to keep us healthy. And so in my search for answers, it led me to longevity. And I got to speak with Dr. Wallach one day, and I got to ask him questions about issues that I was having with my knees and my feet. And he said, you know, you need nutrients. You're nutrient deficient. You sweat. Every single time you sweat out the nutrition in your body. And if you're only using water or Gatorade that has very, very little nutrition to put it back, you're going to continue to have problems and you're going to continue to get worse. And then I got to ask him about my mom who had died from cancer. And he asked me, was she taking any selenium? And I said, selenium, I had never heard of that before. And he said, yes, a trace mineral. That's one of the things that I have a health claim against the FDA. I sued the FDA to be able to say that selenium can prevent and reverse certain types of cancers. And I was blown away because here I am talking to my mother's doctor during the time that she was going through her radiation and chemotherapy and those things, and they never mentioned that. And I couldn't understand why. And then, you know, I got to ask him about my son and told him, you know, my son was born with three fingers on his left hand, and he asked me, was there any problems with his heart? And I said, no, his heart is strong. His heart is fine. And then he also asked me a few other questions. And through that, I realized that the mother was nutrient deficient. And when the mother's nutrient deficient, then the child doesn't get what he's supposed to have when the baby's being made. So it's just a lot of information that I've learned and started really researching and doing all the things that I could do to find out how to change and how to make the changes. And I finally found that out. And through that program, my knees got better, my feet got better, my son is completely healthy. Yes, he still has three fingers on his left hand, but he's very healthy. He takes his nutrients every day. And then another thing is I got answers about cancer. And as my mom told me before she passed, never let this happen to anyone else. So I make a point to never let this happen to anyone else by spreading the message of health and wellness and all the things that it takes to be healthy and to really feel good. And so that's kind of a little bit of my background. But one of the things I want to get into today, and then we'll take some questions shortly after this, is the fact that our bodies don't absorb nutrition well. Even if we eat nutrition, our bodies don't absorb it well. And when we talk about absorption, that's how nutrients get into our body. You know, they say the old adage is you are what you eat. And that's not always true. That's partly true. But you are what you absorb is really the true root of that. And so because of the way that breads and cakes and wheat and barley, rye and oats, those things that we consume on a day-to-day basis has caused us to be intolerant. And when you're gluten intolerant, it starts to wreak havoc on your small intestines. In your small intestines, you have these little finger-like villi. And as food passes through the small intestines out of the stomach, these little villi grab the food particles and it pulls the nutrients out of the food particles into your bloodstream. And people who have celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, these are all different severities of issues with the small intestines and absorption issues. And people with celiac disease, they cannot have gluten at all, else they'll get violently ill. You know, they break out, they get sick to their stomach. They can't absorb anything, but the body is just rejecting it at this point. And we don't want to get that far down the road. But they find once they go on a gluten-free diet, and I'm talking about people with those types of diseases, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, celiac disease, once they go on those particular diets and they cut out the gluten, then they're able to start to absorb nutrients again. And when they start to absorb the nutrients again, then their bodies start to feel better. And if they have a break in action where they go back and they start gluten again, they get sick again and they have to start all over. So absorption and gluten intolerance is a big issue that we have, and about 80% of African Americans are gluten intolerant. And so, you know, we have this wave of health where people want to get healthy, they're working out, they're eating better, you know, they're trying to eat better, but, you know, you eat a salad and you like croutons on your salad, well, you kind of setting yourself up for disaster. Or you say, I'm going to have spaghetti and I'm going to have some salad, and the gluten in the spaghetti noodles causes you to have problems, and you don't really absorb the salad. The salad doesn't have much nutrients because there are not a lot of nutrients in the soil. The body needs 60 minerals every day. And if you eat a salad or a plant only needs 3 minerals to grow. And that's all they're going to put in the soil these days. It's not, pretty much everything is mass produced. So stuff doesn't stay in the ground as long as it should, and even if it does, the nutrients aren't in soil for it to be sucked up into the plant. So there's only 3 minerals that it takes to grow a plant. Now our body needs 60. So even if we're eating a wonderful diet, we're still 57 minerals short, which then causes problems because now we're starting to be nutrient deficient and we don't get all we need. So with that being said, that coupled with gluten intolerance, you know, we are having serious problems with our health. And the only way to really do anything and make a difference in that is, one, to get off of those things, the wheat, the barley, the rye, and the oats, you know, carbonated drinks during meals and you know, fried foods and all of those things that cause our, that wreak havoc on our system, we need to get out of and we need to get away from. And once we do that, the body will start to respond. When people go on a gluten-free diet, they start to lose weight. They're not as fatigued as they used to be. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen from a health aspect when you first go on a gluten-free diet. And you notice it pretty quick. Like I said, 2 weeks. And most people feel really good. And then if they go back off of it, they start to feel sluggish again. They start to feel bad again. And so, you know, that's one of the things that is super important when we talk about nutrition, when we talk about absorption. And so most of the time when we even meet with someone or talk with someone, we have to get that out of the way first, because there's no point in you trying to take nutrients that you're not going to absorb, because then you're doing the body a disservice. And then at that point, you know, the body's going to start to break down and try to break down the nutrients, but you're not going to get the full absorption, and you're not going to feel better as fast as you would if you didn't have the gluten in your system or if the small intestine is healthy. So that's kind of when we start, when we talk about nutrient deficiency, when we talk about what people need. And we always know if there's a person that's on 4 or 5 prescriptions or 6 or 7 different prescriptions, got 4 or 5 different diseases, and the doctor's treating you for each one, it's not those particular diseases. Those are just the symptoms of the fact that you can't absorb nutrition and your body's not getting what it needs. And so it's deficient. And when it's deficient, it doesn't have the nutrients or the balance to keep the body healthy. So you get a particular disease. High blood pressure, for instance, is known as a calcium deficiency. But it's not just calcium by itself. It's vitamin D3, it's magnesium, it's glucosamine, it's all of those things that help the heart. You got to realize the heart is a muscle, and it beats every single day. And if you miss a few of those beats, you'll know it, because you won't be here, or a lot of other people would know. But that heart is a muscle. And just like the muscles in your legs, the muscles in your arms, the muscles in your back, those muscles need calcium to move, to open and close, to contract and expand. And the system has done a wonderful job in telling us we can't eat salt because that causes high blood pressure. It's not true.
Donald?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me just a second. I'd like to interject something. I have a gentleman who is a pastor, Pastor Rodney Sims, who's, I think he's on the line. So you might keep in the back of your mind, too, if you need a testimony from someone who just got in the program, has lost almost 18 pounds, and has high blood pressure that he's been dealing with. And he took the 30-day detox program, getting off of all the gluten and all, and he has an awesome testimony about what has transpired within the last 2 weeks. Thank you.
Not a problem. And, yeah, once I get through this, I'm gonna open up the line. We have quite a few callers on, but I'm going to open up. I'm going to go to each one and see if there's any question or anything particular thing that they have. But as I was saying, once you get through, once you start to realize about the muscles in the body and the blood pressure and those things, and you get what the body needs, it starts to fix itself. It's no different than if your car runs out of gas, it'll stop, and it will not go until you put gas in. It's the same thing with the body. It's looking for fuel. The only thing different with the body than a car won't start because the car is smart enough to say, if I start, I'm going to burn up the engine, I'm going to mess up the fuel pump, I'm going to do all of these things if I start, and I don't have what I need to start. But the body will keep running. And it'll just say, okay, well, I'll run with less. And then you sprain an ankle, or you have a heart attack, or you have a stroke, or you know, your acquire cancer. All of these things that the body has been yelling at you for the longest time through the symptoms and through you not feeling right, and you're getting fatigued and sluggish, that, hey, I need some help. But we drink a Mountain Dew, or we drink a 5-Hour Energy, or we go to the doctor and give us a synthetic calcium or synthetic iron or something like that that's not really going to get us healthy, or they'll give us a prescription drug. And then we have to deal with the side effects of that. And then so the body starts to just run off of nothing. is running off of fumes, basically. And we just get worn down. And I'm, even if you're an athlete, and I'm not talking about just people who eat bad and don't take care of themselves, I'm talking about athletes as well. Athletes get paid to stay healthy, but they can't. Because they don't understand, and not just the athletes, but they still have medical physicians, pain physicians, and these nutritionists who don't understand how the body works. They understand how to treat symptoms, but they don't understand how the body works and to prevent disease and to prevent issues. Because if they did, then these players wouldn't be dying at such young ages. You look at a lot of these kids who drop dead on the football field. Football season is about to come up, especially high school football, and you'll see a lot of kids. It happens every year. They're out there, they're practicing their son, and they drop dead on the football field. Or any professional athlete, there's not been any professional athlete to live longer than 100. So that must tell you something. You know, professional athletes, they get paid to work out, they get paid to stay healthy, but none have lived longer than 100. With the exception, I think, of some Negro baseball players back in the day. But for the most part, they lose all their nutrition. They get beat up as far as their body goes. They get injuries. Then they can't play anymore. Then they can't walk anymore. They have trouble walking. They have trouble exercising. They get on these drugs, and they have all of these surgeries. And they die within their 50s and 60s. So it's across the board. These jobs, one of the richest people in the world, the founder of Apple Computers and Apple products, the Apple iPhone, and all of that stuff. He died at 56 of pancreatic cancer. And he was a billionaire. And so we always think, oh, people with money can go and get stuff, or they can go and do stuff, or they can go and take this and take that. And that's absolutely right. They can. But you can't do it in this country. If you depend on the medical system, you're going to get the same treatment. Whether you're a billionaire or whether you're a bum, you're going to get the same treatment. And all of it's fatal. You know, we know people in our circle, I'm sure, that have drank most of their life, that have smoked most of their life, maybe have used drugs and done different things in their life. And they're in their 60s and 70s. And here you got a man that's a billionaire who was a vegan. He was a vegan. He had a vegan chef. He ate some of the best foods he could eat. But it still doesn't have any more nutrition in it. Just like when we talk about organic. Organic is just claimed it doesn't have pesticides, but it still doesn't have any more nutrition in it. But we must supplement. We must supplement. I mean, you cannot get around it. So, you know, that's kind of the evolution of where we start. And we sit down and we talk to each person about their particular issue, how their body feels, what they have going on. If they have prescriptions, you know, get out all your prescriptions and let's look at them. Let's look at the side effects to all your prescriptions and how they'll react with one another. Because then you run into a problem that you may not even really be as sick as you think. You just fight the side effects from two or three different prescriptions that are reacting with one another within the body. So, you know, it's an entire program. It's all laid out. The system is laid out. Dr. Wallace has done a wonderful job in laying out the system. He's done a wonderful job in laying out the protocol. Because it's not just one thing. It's a group of things that... It's a group of vitamins, a group of minerals, a group of amino acids, a group of fatty acids that make the body work. And when you understand it at that level, then you'll understand that the body will receive it, break it down, and then you'll get the benefit. So, you know, this is kind of what we do. We go over this on our calls. We kind of pick a topic, and this week is a little bit about gluten intolerance and what gluten intolerance is. And, you know, we go into a few things. And now what we're going to do is coming up on 7:30, so I'm going to go down and click, and I think I'm going to go to 410-626 first. And I just want you to either share or make a comment if you have a testimony, so you give it and introduce yourself. Hello?
What was the number, Donald?
Your number?
What number did you check?
410-626-1597.
That's me. C'est moi. I didn't pick the end of it. This is Mary Ann calling from Annapolis.
Wonderful. How are you?
I am well. I enjoyed your incredible review of so many things that we need to know. And if there is one thing that I would be interested in, because I was unable to help a friend who is working with someone who has this issue, so I thought I would be up in front and ask about it. It is COPD.
Wonderful. And do you know anything about them? Or has it been something?
It comes and goes. They carry a little thing with them all the time. They are young enough to be active and moving around. You know, they're not elderly or bedridden, but it must be very difficult to live under this kind of restriction. You never know when you're going to run out of breath.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And, you know, COPD is, for those who don't know, it's a chronic type of lung disease. It's called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, COPD can be, most of the time, you know, they say, well, the most common causes of it is, you know, cigarette smoking or pollutants or even secondhand smoke or dust and fumes and those things. And so when you look at that, those are people who have challenged immune systems. And when you have a challenged immune system, you know, the lungs tend not to be able to function properly. And, you know, when we talk about the lungs and how they work, when we breathe, air travels down our windpipe into our lungs and then into smaller airways called bronchial tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of these tubes, there are a bunch of tiny little, like, elastic-type sacs. And those sacs expand as we breathe in air, and they deflate when we breathe out air. And the body, what the body wants to do, that's how the body transfers oxygen into the bloodstream. So, again, we're talking about what's going into the bloodstream. And then we also get oxygen into the bloodstream, but then we discharge or we breathe out carbon dioxide, which is wasted air or toxic air.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're breathing in things that have hindered our lung function or caused our lungs to have trauma, then the air that finally gets into our bloodstream, because we didn't breathe in good oxygen, we breathed in polluted oxygen. So it didn't really get into our bloodstream. All it did, what got into our bloodstream was toxins and chemicals and the carbon dioxide we discharged. And so over time, that starts to affect the lungs and affect how the lungs work. And one of the big things with lungs is good oxygen and being able to breathe and being able to take a deep breath. But another thing about our lungs is the nutrients that it takes to make our lungs work. You know, everything has a vitamin and mineral that helps it work. That's the cells of the body need that. And so when you talk about, you know, the COPD and those kind of respiratory issues, it's really, that's why one of the things you see is they put you on oxygen so you can get good clean air.
Right, right.
The other thing is good drinking water. The other thing is, when you talk about it from a nutritional aspect, is selenium, because selenium is an antioxidant. And what an antioxidant does, it's a shield for our cells. It's armor for our cells. It protects our cells from pollutants and stress and oxidative stress to the cells. It protects cells, free radicals. So the more selenium we take in, the more protection we'll have for our cells, as well as our essential fatty acids, and that's the proper ratios of omega-3, 6s, and 9s. And when we talk about omega-3, 6s, and 9s, most people think of it as fish oil or eating fish, and we
right.
think of it as different types of oils. But what those oils do is it keeps the body lubricated. It helps keep the lungs, those sacs that we have to expand and contract all the time. It helps with that lubrication. It helps with those tendons and ligaments and the things that make up the walls of the lungs. It helps with that. So
besides selenium, what would you recommend these people take?
Right.
The Mighty 90?
Your essential fatty acids. So when we talk about that, we're talking about the heart and brain pack. And what the heart and brain pack do is, and it's not just heart and brain in the sense of just the heart and brain, that helps with all the organs and all the soft tissue. And so the essential fatty acids is part of that. The selenium is part of that. And then also the 90 essential nutrients, because we got to get our body to ground zero. We got to get that baseline. As long as we're covering all the nutrients that the body needs, and then we add in the selenium and we add in the extra essential fatty acids, then that will start to help the body give it what it needs so that it can recover.
Well, I'm hoping that they go along with this recommendation and they come back in a week or a couple of weeks with a positive feedback, with a real testimony. Donald, thank you so much for this.
Yes, ma'am. And did you have a testimony or anything you wanted to add?
Well, if you want my testimony, you can have it. I became involved in Youngevity in the year 2013. I was approached by a young man who told me about some of his health issues and how they were immediately taken care of, no medicine, no injections, by something that Dr. Wallach told him, and it was about taking the Healthy Body Bone and Joint Pack. And his results were pretty incredible, and I was very happy for him, but I didn't think it was for me because I felt fine. I felt fine, Donald, not even remembering the fact that I had had 3 heart procedures and 2 kidney stone procedures. Ending in 2011, this was 2013, I still felt I was fine. But then he said, what about you? You broke your ankle. And that kind of got me thinking, yeah, I don't want to break any more bones. And so I started. And that was the very end of 2013. In a very short period of time, I forgot which ankle I broke.
Wow.
I still think it's the right one, but it's not. And as time went on, I did not go back to my doctor, who was not pleased with the fact that I was losing weight. Losing weight was not my goal, but weight fell off of me at the rate of, I don't know what the rate was, but in 5 months I had lost 35 pounds. Slowly, slowly, slowly.
Mm.
And of course my heart, can a heart be like a rock? Mine is like a rock. My blood pressure is low and smooth. And my bones are fine. I take no medicine, no prescription drugs, and I have no aches or pains. And I owe it all to the fact that I broke my ankle and that I was invited by this young man who remembered that I broke my ankle. And he mentioned it at exactly the right time. And that young man is now almost 78 years old, my friend and mentor, John Bryan.
That is awesome.
It's marvelous, isn't it, how life just picks you up and throws you where you need to be.
You just never,
not your
just
own
never
efforts,
know.
But divine guidance, I'm sure.
That's right. Just never know. Never know. Well, I definitely appreciate you sharing that with me and sharing that with us.
Thank you for the opportunity. I do want everyone to know that their immediate reaction will probably be, no thanks, I'm fine. I would invite you to look a little bit more closely at I'm fine.
Mm. Very nice.
Thank you. Something to that also. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Our product, the main thing that is a selling point about Youngevity products is that they are complete. Complete meaning when you go to a vitamin store anywhere and you buy supplements and you say, I'm going to get some vitamin E. You don't know where the vitamin E came from. You don't know whether it was pressurized, when it was sealed, that no air got in it to cause it to go rancid.
Uh-huh.
You don't know whether the calcium that you buy, where it came from, whether it was oyster shells, whether it was whatever. And you take these products home, and you take them, and you don't feel no different at all. You can't take them back. So we end up keeping them and storing them on the shelf and throwing them away eventually. However, in this program with longevity, Dr. Wallach has really stepped it up. He has put them together so that, like Donald said a while ago, you need calcium, but you also need magnesium. You need all of the essential fatty acids. But you don't know that all this works together. So you go there and buy one thing or two things. No result. Dr. Wallach has gone a step further and put everything together that if you take these three or four things, all of these are going to work together and going to make a change in your body. Because we will get a new body. If we put the things in there that builds new healthy cells, how can your body deteriorate if you're building it up with new healthy cells? It can't. That's why Mary Ann, at 81 years old, looks the way she does. Nowhere near 81. And very agile, came down from 158 pounds down to 122. And looks very foxy, classy, has a lot of talent, and is sold on these products. I am. Because of what it has done for me in blood pressure, in stamina, in straightening my spine up, in all of the things that it's done. And I just feel I have my youth. I still cut my own grass. I'll be 78 in July. Might as well say I'm working on 80. But I don't know how that's supposed to feel. Because I'm getting, the more I take Dr. Wild's product, I've been taking it since 2013. So I've got 4 years almost start on feeling better. And now, as I continue to take them and not eat that garbage, it gets even better. So that's why people are saying, you don't look a day over 50. You don't look a day over 40. You don't look a day over 60. They just can't believe your age. But age is not, it's the condition of your machine. I got an 82 baby. Looks brand new. Because I give it what it needs. And we give our body trash that keeps us into the vulture's hand, which is the doctor who's zapping our insurance company with nothing but side effects for you to destroy you and tear you gone. So I choose another way, and I hope that everyone on this line will choose that way also. That's the way God intended for you. And the real kicker is Dr. Wallach will give you money just for sharing the product. Just to tell somebody. Well, then tell somebody that you got that stuff from Rite Aid and see what you get. So, you know, that's it. Thank you.
Yep. That's
thank you, Marianne. Thank each and every one of you on the line. And what we all need to do is get in touch with the person who invited you on the call and have them tell you how you can get started to change your life. And you'll never be sorry because you're investing in you. And without you, there's nothing. So we can keep running up and down and say we're doing this for this one, that one, this one, and all burn out. No. Get yourself in order and set the example. And then people will follow. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm going to go to another caller just to see if they have any questions, comments, or they have a testimony that they want to give. Area code 310-921. Are you on the line? Hello?
Are you talking to me now?
Brought another caller on that wanted to see if they had a comment or if they had a question. 310-921. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi, yes. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Cha and Michael Bryan. Michael is actually the youngest son of Mr. John Bryan, and I am Mr. John Bryan's daughter-in-law. How are you guys doing this evening?
Wonderful. How are you, and how's the baby?
The baby is wonderful. She's getting big. She turned 4 months on last Sunday, the Sunday just passed. So she is growing, and it's a joy every day.
What a blessing.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Hi, Mr. John.
Hi, beautiful.
And hi, Marianne. How are you?
She's on mute right now because we can only have one on the line at a time.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I'm glad I called in. Mike actually called and reminded me today, and we reminded each other, really. But I have two questions. The first one is a pretty simple question. The first one is, because upon speaking to Mr. John and kind of getting knowledge from him and also doing some of my own personal research about the company, what exactly is the official website and domain for Youthevity? Because I feel like there's some other third-party companies that maybe try to imitate the company. So I just want to know exactly what would be the direct and official website.
That's a great question. So if you go to, and this is how you'll know, but John could have given you a website, but if you go to Youngevity, that's youngevity.com, that'll bring you to Youngevity's website. And how do you know you're on Youngevity's website? Because it will say First Youngevity spelled at the top. You'll have on the right-hand side a login, a join, and a select. Now, those are for if you are currently a member where you can log in or you can join, which you should do. But to go to that website, you can peruse through that website. You can look at the different options when you talk about the Healthy Body Challenge, the 90 for Life. You can look at different products there. They have news and events. I mean, there's a plethora of information on that website. When you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see, like, a link for Dr. Wallace. You'll see the company information as far as different things within the company, and then you'll have support information. Like if you want to go to a resource center or a business center, talk about refunds and all of that kind of stuff. So that's the Youngevity site that you can go to. If there's something that you want to order or if there's something that you need and you do not have a membership, then at that point in time you want to get with, in your case it would be John, and have him help you set that up, because if you set that up correctly, then you can take advantage of the wholesale pricing. You can take advantage of some of the family and friend discounts that they have, some of the rebates that they give, and then also the opportunity to be able to share this information with other people with the potential of getting products for free and different things like that. So if you get it set up the right way, and normally that's done with the person who invited you, then you're open to a lot more options. If you don't do it the right way, then I've seen orders be lost because they end up getting under somebody else or end up signing up under, like you say, a bogus site or something of that nature, and we don't want that. So it's easier always to, if you want to order, get through the person who invited you, but to just go and peruse the site, get background information on the company, you would go just to longevity.com. So I hope that helped.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm glad that I have that information. And also, so my second question is, I know there's many different instances, I guess you could say, of the company where it also is, from my understanding, there's a skincare line and also a cosmetics line. I was wondering more information about that.
Okay. Wonderful. So, to that point, Longevity's not only created a brand of nutrition for the inside, they've created a brand of nutrition for the outside, and so we look at it as what we call beauty from the inside out, and that has to do with what you put on your skin. You know, whatever you put on your skin absorbs into your bloodstream within 26 seconds. So if you put something toxic on your skin, it's in your bloodstream within 26 seconds. If you're using MAC and you know, some of these makeups that are toxic, they use animal byproducts in them to create colors and all of those different things. You're putting that into your, you just as well put it into your bloodstream because it's going on your skin. Also with the makeup, you know, Longevity has a mineral makeup, and minerals are what we do in Longevity. Minerals are the lion's share of what the body needs every single day. We need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 to 3 essential fatty acids. So when we look at minerals, minerals are the biggest content of what the body needs based on science and research, 40 years worth of science and research, actually. And so when they created the makeup line, they said, you know, not only do we want to make you look beautiful, but we also want to feed the skin. We also want to give you things with the skincare line through Soul Purpose and the makeup line through Longevity that we're able to feed the skin and nourish the skin. And so when you have, when you talk about women especially that have skin issues, first we look inside and say, okay, well, are you gluten intolerant or have you had asthma? And if you've had asthma or eczema or skin problems growing up, or if you have constipation or diarrhea issues, that kind of lets us know that you're gluten intolerant. And so eczema and skin issues, you know, is one of the biggest things that we see on the outside. So we think we need to fix it on the outside by putting different lotions or topical creams on, but actually it's an inside problem. But to be able to nourish that and help feed that and help it heal faster, we then add the skincare, which is the nutrients within the makeup line and the skincare line. And there are several videos, and if you are on Facebook or if you have an email or some sort, and I can get that from John, I can send you, because there's my mentor, his wife, Avelia Ariaga, she does a lot of skincare videos and different things where she's using different products. But not only that, she's talking about why they're healthy for the skin and what you need to put on your skin. And she's just been wonderful in that particular facet. And I have another partner down in Florida who was one of the founders of the Soul Purpose line. And the Soul Purpose line was created by an African-American lady by Nadine Thompson. And, you know, the Soul Purpose line is a wonderful line as well because that's where you get your custards, your butters, your skincare butters, your custards, your solid scents, meaning your perfumes that are solid scents and they're all natural. They don't have any kind of parabens or dyes or fragrances that are harmful to the body. So when you look at it from that aspect, you can still look good, smell good, and feel good without all of those different things running rampant in your body and the toxins. So that's kind of in a nutshell, and we can get you more information based on exactly what it is you're looking for. But the skincare and makeup line, and you can create, you know, there are several people within the company that they don't start with nutrition. They don't lead with nutrition. For instance, my mentor's wife, she started an organization for High Heels Only, and it's a woman's organization where she goes into shelters or she talks to working women, working class women, business professional women who, of course, are wearing makeup every day, corporate jobs, they're wearing makeup every day. They need something healthy. They need something better. They need a better lotion. They need something that's not toxic. And so she's created an empire around just that, the skincare. She leads with skincare and makeup because that's what resonates with her and that's what resonates with a lot of the women that she deals with. So in that particular question that you have, and that's something that you're fascinated with and something you may be interested in, you know, there's an outlet for that. And also the makeup is being used on America's Next Top Model, that Tyra Banks show, as of, I think it was 2013 or 2014, they started using that as part of their show. So, you know, this stuff is a national recognition, and it's great stuff because it's natural, and that's what more people are looking for. Or they're just not wearing makeup at all these days, which is also a wonderful thing because you let the body rest, you let the skin rest. But a lot of people don't know that there are makeups out there and there are skincare products out there that will actually feed and nourish the skin.
Okay, that is awesome. I definitely want more information about that because it's definitely something that I'm personally interested in. I thank you so much for your information. And I don't mean to monopolize your time, but actually while you were speaking, I thought of another question, which would be my final my final experience. But just really more so an advice piece, I guess you could say, what would you advise a fresh, newer couple, basically, that is looking to start in business? What would be your advice to, you know, how to go about that as far as being logical and reasonable in our thinking as well as our finances? What would be your advice for Michael and I?
You know, I wish more people would ask that kind of question. And that is a very important question, and I mean that wholeheartedly, because a lot of people will join things, you know, based off of somebody else's testimony, which is good. Some people will join things because they go somewhere and they're so excited about what it is that the information they've shared, and they'll say, okay, this is something that I think I can do, or this is something that I want to do. And then, you know, there are people that join or do something because, you know, it really resonates with them. And they find a passion in it, and that's kind of what you want to look at. And one of the things is to keep you going, because it's not easy. It's worth it, and it's a long journey. And I say long, you know, people talk about get-rich-quick schemes, and yeah, to me it's a get-rich-quick scheme. If I can retire in 10 years as opposed to 40 years, and then retire in 40 years and only survive off of a quarter of what I was making when I was working, yeah, 10 years is a get-rich-quick scheme, I mean, to me. But and the point that I'm making is it's hard a lot of times because you're dealing with a lot of people that don't understand that, and they don't understand the personal development. And a business like this is personal development wrapped into a business model. This business will make you such a better person mentally if you stick with it. And so the biggest thing that you have to figure out when you start something is, why are you doing it? What is the end goal? What is the result that you're looking for? Why is it that you want to do this? And so as a couple, even though there's 22 companies inside of Youngevity, but you're inside of Youngevity, and that's the one thing that I love, because there's a conversation to be had just about anybody that you connect with, anybody that you meet with. There's a conversation to be had, and a lot of different people want different things, but you're within one company instead of having to go to this company for this and go to this company for that. But what you can do within this company, which is awesome, is you can pick your passion. And so you look at what the company has available, and you mentioned the skincare and the makeup, and Michael might look at something, he say, I might be interested in sports drinks or whatever the case may be, and but you sit down and you figure out why you want to do this, which is the first question, and you figure out what it is that you
to live, and really, to be honest,
it's got to be a little bit. It's something that you really want to define, and I'm not asking you to define it right now, but it's something that you want to sit down and talk about. But you, and the reason why I say that is, it's going to be times and it's going to be days where they're going to be challenging days, and you're going to say, "Man, I just don't know." To be 100% honest, and like, I've talked to this person, they won't call me back. I've sent this information, they won't answer me. I've gone to this place and the people didn't show up. And you'll get frustrated. It's going to happen. And you get to say, well, you talk to your mentor, you talk to yourself, you talk to me, and you say, man, you know, it's rough. And I'll say to you, why? You're not doing this because it's rough. You don't focus on that. You focus on maybe it's because of my child, maybe it's because of, you know, finances, whatever it might be. That's your why, and that's what's going to keep you going in times when it gets tough and when it gets hard. And so the best way to get started after you figure out that is what are you most passionate in, and what can you do together to really make it such that you can be the most efficient. And when you're doing it together and you can push each other, it works so much better and it works so much faster because you're on the same page. And when somebody's having a down day, you can pick that other person up and vice versa. And so you figure out what it is you want to start. And if you say, okay, we're going to start with the skincare or the makeup, then you have to get your makeup pack. And you get your makeup pack or you get your skincare pack. Each have their own different pack. You pick which one you want. And what that's going to do is that's going to give you everything that you need to start that business. It's going to give you samples. It's going to give you stuff for you to try for yourself. It's going to give you brochures. It's going to give you a lot of the stuff that you need to get started. And then you put a game plan together of how you're going to, and you always have your mentor help you, and you figure out, okay, how are we going to introduce this? Are we going to invite, am I going to have a makeup party where I invite my girlfriends over and you playing makeup and they get to feel it and see it? And you know, we said, man, we need to form an alliance. We need to form a girls group, and we need to push this thing because there's not healthy makeup on the market. There's so many girls going to prom and all of these different things that's tearing up their skin. There's so many young girls that are looking for an outlet that need something like this to get their life started, to look into a business. And so you may start there, or you may start in skincare, or, you know, if there's something that Michael is passionate about, he'll say, well, you know, this is what I want to do, and you'll start there. And we always put a game plan together, and we always figure out who can we reach out to within our circle that is passionate about the same things we're passionate about. And then those are the people we contact, and we set up appointments, and we set up meetings, so they can try, and they can get the same information you got and hear it the same way you heard it, and you take it from there. And it's always a support system. It's always a team. You're never by yourself. There's always help. We have calls. We have trainings. I mean, there's everything that anybody can need. So you're in business by yourself, for yourself, but not by yourself. And that's really what it boils down to at the end of the day. So, again, I would say find out what it is your passion. Find out what your why is and why you really want to do this, and write it down. And then find out what it is you're passionate about, and within the line, the product line, and then let's create, you get a pack around that, and then we hit the ground running. And it's really, once you figure it out, and once you get a game plan in place, and you know exactly what you need to do, it's just running like a well-oiled machine. There's nothing like starting a new job, and they train you on a computer, train you on a system, train you on that system, and before you know it, you got it up and running, except you're doing it for yourself. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, when you talk about how to get started and what to do to get started.
Okay, well, thank you again very much for the information. We hit a lot of very good points that, you know, like you said, we have to sit down and just really discuss. But I'm excited and I'm optimistic about, you know, the future and being a part of this.
That is wonderful, and I look forward to hearing from you guys, and we'll continue to stay in touch. So have a good evening, and, you know, blessings to you.
Thanks for getting on the line, Chai, and we do this every Tuesday. And, you know, you can get other people or in-laws or friends or whoever, because everyone needs this one way or the other. And the first thing is to get themselves out of doctor's offices and off of drugs. I was shocked today when I saw in the news Tiger Woods. And he's strung out on drugs. And he was caught sleeping on the roads and all. And that's terrible. That a man has back issues and spinal problems and whatever. And to be subjected to this after all of the history that he's made, and to end up like that. I couldn't even, as a matter of fact, I couldn't even hardly recognize him. But
and that's to the point that we made earlier, where that's another, I mean, a billionaire. It's not a billionaire, pretty close, a multimillionaire a few times over, and he's subjected to the same treatment for back issues that anybody else would be subjected to if you just were coming in off the street. And they give you painkillers, you get addicted to the painkillers. If don't, then God forbid you mix in a little bit of alcohol. But even if you're just on prescription drugs, they're violent enough to get you hooked. And here's a man who can afford, so to speak, to have great health, but he's drawing from the same pool, the same system as everybody else. And until he does something different, you get the same result.
And so Dr. Wallach's program, I met Drew Pearson, all of those guys, they reconstructed heart, all of the things that he's done. His record speaks for itself. And it's just that these guys don't have that kind of information.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to go to one more caller and see if you have a question, a comment, or a testimony. 410-867. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Eva, and I just wanted to know a little bit about the COPD. Did you all talk on that today? Because I just got on about it when you were talking about the skin. Oh, so you talked about it already?
Yeah, and what I was talking about with COPD
I'll ask somebody to help me. I mean, later on, one of the group members. Yeah.
No, we'll take care of it right now.
I have two clients that are male, and one male, one female, and they have it pretty bad. So they have the machine, you know, they have the inhalers, and then they have a big machine at home. And sometimes when I'm there, they kind of get out of breath. They have to take that during the machine at certain times during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if I'm not there to make sure to see that sometimes they are late doing it and they have that, you know, the short of breath real bad and it's scary.
Yes.
Is there any kind of anything you got that could help them?
So one of the things one of the things we have to find out first is if they are, do they have asthma? Do you know? I mean, I know they have COPD, but do they have a history of asthma?
No, smokers.
Smokers, okay. Do they have any kind of skin issues? Eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, anything like that?
No, I didn't know. I didn't see any. Mm-mm.
Okay. And do you know if they have issues with constipation or diarrhea?
At one time I did see the one had diarrhea, yes.
Okay. All right. The reason why I ask those four questions, asthma, eczema or skin issues, constipation, and diarrhea, because you have to find out if they're gluten intolerant. Those are the four telltale signs that you may be gluten intolerant. And so if, you know, you want to ask that question because you can put them on nutrition, but if they're not going to absorb nutrition, then they're not going to get the full benefit. So if you find that out and they do have either four of those or have a history of those four things, then you have to make sure that they, first of all, go on a gluten-free diet and, you know, and stay on it. It's not something you go on for a little while and get off. It's something that they have to choose to stay on. And then the products that they would need would be a heart and brain pack, and that comes with the 90 essential nutrients, the two different EFAs, the essential fatty acids, and then also the selenium. And I would also, if you can't go that way, you can also do this, add in the Z-radical, because that's wonderful in cell repair and actually helping the damaged cells and ligaments and, I'm sorry, the sacs within the lungs and all of that. I mean, so, you know, it's going to be a protocol, and you base that on body weight. So one heart and brain pack is good for 100 to 125 pounds of body weight. So whatever they weigh, based on that, you may need one or two packs. I don't know. But the heart and brain pack is where you want to start with, where you want to go, as long as there's no gluten intolerance. If there is gluten intolerance, they got to get off gluten. Stay off gluten, and then the heart and brain pack, and that's a good start.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Are they totally off of smoking?
Okay.
Are they totally off of smoking?
No smoking. Okay, totally. No smoking. They cut down. She used to smoke like a pack a day, but now she smokes about three a day.
Oh, she's still smoking?
I got it down. Yes, she's still smoking, though. I've been working with her. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is, and a lot of that again is the craving from being nutrient deficient, you know, and there are certain nutrients and certain deficiencies that she has over a period of time, which is causing that craving to smoke or craving for nicotine. So that's what makes the 9 essential nutrients so important.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome.
John, did you have anything else you wanted to add? No, that's it.
I think it was a great meeting, and I look forward to it. So getting more people online, and I'm going to contact the pastor.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We have a lot of listeners as far as that gone on to the website and is listening through there, but there's only a few that, you know, where I can have them come in to ask questions or I can click on. But there are many callers, but we just have the few that actually called in and hit one or called in, those are the ones that I can bring on the line. But one of the things that, you know, I really think is important to your point, John, is to make sure that as we're engaging people throughout the week, you know, today's Tuesday. Can you hear me?
No, go ahead, say it again. Say that again.
As we're engaging people throughout the week, you know, we're talking to people or we hear from people that have particular issues or just looking for an opportunity to do something different in their life, make sure you let them know, hey, you have to get on this call, you know, on Tuesday, or let me get you in contact with somebody that can help you with that particular issue. You don't have to be the expert. You don't have to know anything about the problem, but you know that with the young longevity, there's help. And if we can't help them, which I don't think that that's a possibility that we wouldn't be able to help them, it's just how much they really want to help themselves. But make sure you bring that person into, you know, get them in contact with John or myself, or invite them to this call to hear some information. And really, it's super easy. You know, you hear somebody complaining about a back issue, or their feet hurt, or they don't have any money, or it could be anything. You ask them, you say, really, you know, how long have you had that problem? And they'll say however long they had it. If it's a money problem, it could be because they lost their job, it could be because they just don't make enough, whatever the case may be. And you say, you know what, I have somebody who I would love for you to talk to that might be able to help you out with that. Or I have this call that I get on every week that's really been inspirational and helpful to me. You know, and I'd like to give you the number for you to maybe you want to join the call. So, you know, that's important, because, you know, we take the time to get on this call because we love what we do and we love helping people. And we, even for us, we learn a lot. So, you know, it's something that we do, and it's a platform that we created, not just for us, but more for you guys, to be able to get those that are important to you and have them have an outlet without you feeling like you have to be an expert and you have to tell them everything. You just say, hey, I got somebody that can help you with that. I would love to connect you with them. They've helped me, or, you know, we're getting the help that we need, or whatever the case may be. So that's one of the things that I wanted to add in what John said earlier. Because once people trust you and they know that you're genuine, and especially the people that are close to you, your friends, your family members, and they know that, man, this person really has my best interest at heart and they really want to help. Those are the people that will love you to the end of the world, because at a point in time in their life where they really needed help, you spoke up and said something instead of just watching.
Right.
And that's super important. So, you know, with that being said, we will be back here at 7 o'clock next week. For you that have decided to join the call, bring two or three more people along with you. And, you know, let's see if we can help. And the more people we help, the healthier the world will be, the better the world will be. So,
Right. Yeah, so I had, Eva, she got off. That was her that was talking about the COPD, and I asked about the person still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've sent out about 25 of those text messages about tonight, so I keep it rolling.
All right. Well, at this time, we'll end the call and be on next week. And if you need to get in touch with me, my phone number is 919-599-0916. You can call me pretty much throughout the day. If you don't get me, leave me a message, and I will definitely call you back. If you need to get in touch with John for any reason, his phone number is 443-326-3856. And just, you know, we're here for you guys, and you know, we're going to help you out. We're going to direct you and lead you and guide you and make sure you get where you need to go, and we'll bring anybody along with you that you decide that you want to come along with you. That's the wonderful part about this world. We can help as many people as we want, and we can help whoever we want. So with that being said, blessings to everybody, peace to everybody, and have a good rest of the week. Good night.
Thank you. God bless you. Good night.